This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
Hey buzzers, what's going on? Welcome to the Arrow After Show. You are watching season 5, episode 16. Checkmate.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I don't, but that's okay. Just sing. Okay, I guess it's getting turned down because somebody wants me to talk.
Guys,
hi, welcome.
Green sleeves.
Thank you for joining us. That was supposed to be the song, but unfortunately the sleeves of the green did not start singing. So we're just going to start our show. I'm Allie Kona Bradford. You can follow me at BoysInBeauty01, and you can also co-host the show with us right here. This is your space. Hashtag Arrow. No, just kidding. Hashtag ABTV Arrow. I'm going to be quiet so these guys can say hello.
Hi. I will say hello first, I guess. I am Lex Michael, all over social media at The Lex Michael.
And I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J, TauriJay.
And I'm Lucretia Lyon, guys, and you can always find me at LacreTiaLyon anywhere on the internet since there is only one.
And I just want to say that if you guys hate the song, Tari picked it.
Yeah.
Does this pick up?
You love it.
I've heard this before, but does this ever pick up, or is this tempo just going to stay very,
It's very serene.
It's serene. It's green sleeve.
If you were laying on your back in a field, like in the morning, with the sun coming through the trees, you would love this.
This is in celebration for St. Patrick's Day.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Super timely.
Early St. Patty's.
Right.
Or late. Did it happen already? When does that day happen?
It happens on Friday. Oh, yeah. Okay. So if you're watching live, early. If you're watching on Saturday, where you been at, bruh?
Yeah.
You late, son.
Well, in honor of St. Patrick's Day, let's talk about Talia, because she's so Irish.
Yeah.
Anyway, so just kidding. She's Asian. It's okay. Persuasion. Let's go.
I hear she's Celtic.
I don't understand her because, look, your dad is estranged. He went his way, you went your way, and I get that you're blood, but he's a bad dude. So why are you really that offended that Oliver put an arrow through his heart?
So I guess the first thing that I want to say about tonight's episode, as far as Talia's role in this whole thing goes, is they're just doing Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, I love how she's like the secret villain.
Yeah, like, I'm not mad. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's not even a complaint, but it's literally, okay, so Oliver spends all season fighting the big, like, the dragon-type villain, who turns out to essentially be almost an opposite number of sorts, who he's distracted with. Meanwhile, it's Talia al Ghul the entire time pulling the strings behind the scenes, specifically because he killed her dad.
Who she didn't care for.
Right, but it's like, it's principle of it. You still my dad, I still gotta kill you. But, like, the fact that, yeah, this is, like, basically exactly what they did in that movie, I'm still not mad about it, because I think they're doing it really well here.
Yeah, I mean, she's in Neo Montoya.
I mean, and now that you say that, like, I feel like we even sympathize with Chase even more than we did with, like, Bane in that movie. Like,
I love Tom Hardy's Bane, but it was largely a cartoon character.
Well, yes. And they do share a voice.
Yes.
Well, because they both, like, Prometheus does the
Oliver Queen. I was wondering what would break first.
Yes, Oliver Queen. Leave him alone.
So really quick, hold on, because I want to pay attention to what's going on in the chat. There's some funny stuff. Hold on, somebody. Jamie said something about hashtag Batman control your baby mom. or yeah, something?
Yeah, because Talia is Damian Wayne's mother in the comics.
So got it. Yeah. Go get your boo. Basically, go get your boo.
Yes.
All right. Kept wondering when Batman was going to show up and be like, something, I'm sorry. You guys are talking so fast, we can't keep up. But that's awesome, because that just means there's tons of you guys in the chat room, and we love that. So, let's keep talking, shall we?
Yes.
Okay. So, Annie Hooser, she's been training Dude, who, by the way, wants to, quote-unquote, utterly destroy you. He just doesn't want to, not just kill you, we want to destroy you. But I just think it's interesting that she's so team Prometheus.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I'm totally team Prometheus.
Are you?
Just because he's so hot.
Did all of
us kill her? T.A. McHottie. No.
I see. Dude's crazy charismatic.
Yeah. He really is.
Yeah.
Guys, and Lucretia and I were talking about it, but like his eyelashes are so long and dreamy.
Yeah, they go for miles, guys.
What was, Josh Segura is this actor. What was he doing before? Lucretia, you mentioned to me earlier off mic that you know him chiefly from comedy stuff?
Yeah, he was in this great USA, very underrated Dennis Leary produced comedy, Sirens. And yeah, he was this goofy, like, dumb cop. And then in Trainwreck, he is one of Amy Schumer's boyfriends in the movie.
Yeah. Interesting.
And all I know him is from comedy. And I was like, he's so funny. So to see him in this role, I'm like,
cool.
Bravo, man.
Well, not even seeing him in any of those roles, but just watching him tonight. We've seen him all season long, but this was really, truly, to me, his episode, and really got to see the dynamic of his character, and he just did such a great job. He's one of those guys that you love to hate, but when you hate him so much, that just means the actor did a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. At least the way I see it. Anywho. Yeah.
Yes, I agree. Like, he was probably the most sinister and really like calculating villain we've had. Like, I know that we had Slade in the second season, and he was more of like a rage monster, whereas you feel all the menace exuding from Prometheus / Adrian Chase / Simon.
It's incredibly meticulous, and he's figured out all the angles. Every comic booky villain, every like James Bond villain archetype always says they're 10 steps ahead of the hero, but most of the time that's not actually true. They just say it because it sounds cool. But no, look, he's figured it all out. The fact that it's out in the open and he can just keep going to work.
Well, he did his homework clearly, because he's listing all the people in Oliver's life that have been killed. So he's been studying.
Right, and not just Laurel, who everybody knows about, but he knows about Shadow. He knows
Mom?
He knows about Tommy.
Yeah, I love the Tommy.
He went back to season one.
It's like he's been just sitting there with the DVDs of Arrow.
They're on Netflix, so, you know, he can save a few bucks.
He's like, I watched the featurette on season two, and it taught me all about you, Oliver Queen.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is he's so good at being bad. He is always 10 steps ahead of him, and even when they thought they had him with his wife, he's like, oh no, I'm
just gonna knife you.
With that whole sequence was fantastic, because that, if it was anybody else, would have been a great play. But they underestimated how truly bonkers this dude is.
Yeah. Though, part of me expected her to have been in on it the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like, once they embraced, she was like, just kidding, I'm part of the Talia's League of Assassins. And then had, Susan also part of Talia's League of Assassins. It would have been, like, the greatest, like, side play ever.
Yeah, so I was the only one that was like, oh no, he's just gonna straight up
kill
his wife.
Me too! No, yeah. I thought the same thing, and somebody else said it in the chat. I'm sorry I didn't catch who it was, because it just flashed by really quickly.
Let's see if I can find.
Yeah, as soon as she walked in the room, I went, oh hell, she gonna die, and she did.
Yeah.
But it was just sad, because she was so emotional, and just, you killed all these people, and he's like, it's simple. She's like, no. It's really not simple. You turn yourself in. You can turn me. No, you turn yourself in. No boo.
Yeah, Jonathan Dimming, our bro here in the chat, says, I aspire to be a hard worker like Chase.
Oh, wow.
Yes!
It ticked me off about him, and it just obviously enhances his character and, of course, again, makes us hate him, which is great on the writer's behalf and his own as an actor. But the fact that everything he did was, I'm so glad this is out in the open. And he was just an ass.
You're gloating about
it. Yes! Yeah. You know, to Lance and how he called Renee dog.
Yeah. And shoulder checks him.
Just out. And the fact that even when Oliver first confronted him and they were in the work environment, whatever that boardroom was, and having a meeting.
That conference room.
Yes, and how Oliver was like, I don't know what he said, but Chase was obviously knowing that he knew. He said, oh, Oliver, you look ragged.
And then he said something else.
Have you been getting Have you been resting or have you been asleep this whole time?
Yes. Yes, that was so fantastic.
And I had this moment, too, of like...
Wow.
You are, though, trying to maintain your cover identity, and you want everybody else in the room to think you're the mayor's boy. That's a super pointed thing to say to the mayor in front of everybody. But it's fine. It worked. I like the moment.
I was actually surprised because I also thought that Pike was in it, too. As soon as Oliver went to Pike and said, I have some intel. Chase is really not Chase. He's Simon. Blah, blah, blah. Look up on this. And as soon as Pike was like, when he finally agreed, I thought, ooh, see, you're messing with the wrong people. They're in it together. And then he died. So, yeah. But the other person that I thought was in it on, too, excuse me, is Helix. Helix? Helix.
Helix.
I was going to say Helix for some reason. Anywho, so when Felicity's exchanging this information with this chick, I don't know. I don't like her. She's way too... Something about her is just off, like cuckoo off.
Sure.
And so her trading this information and messing with Homeland Security and blah, 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 somewhere in there, I think they're going to... Felicity's going to get caught up, and she's going to not realize that she's actually working for Team Prometheus and uncovering some sort of information while she's getting other information to try to save the day.
Yeah, whether or not Helix has any direct connection to Prometheus and what's happening over there, I think it's pretty clear this is a terrible idea.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Like, she's essentially making herself a slave to them. And what is the term... They gave her a little sample so that she'd be addicted to the drug.
Yeah.
And so, like, they showed her all the resources, they gave her the tour, and now, like, she almost can't do anything without them.
Yeah.
So she's real tied in there.
You never want to owe the mob a favor.
Yeah. Well, they didn't even tell her it was going to be a favor. Well, we gave you the Pandora box, and we're not here for you to check off your list of to-dos. And I was all, B? What?
Was that you smashing the B?
Yeah, no, you know what I mean.
Whatever.
You know what I mean.
I do.
Anyway, okay.
Yeah, Nancy's route, too, so she's going down the rabbit hole. That is sort of, like, the best way of putting it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get lost down there.
But here's the thing that I caught, too, and I'm sure everybody else did as well, because it was one of those blatant references, but the fact that Oliver sat down with Felicity and said, you know, I'm really worried about you. You're into something. We all know that lies are not the way to go. Okay, A, hypocrite. B, she turns around and flips the roles and she said, trust me on this one. Wasn't that your words a couple seasons ago? People were just supposed to trust you on it. How does it feel, huh?
Yeah.
I like that you're specifically calling out Oliver, but it's like, that was his arc, and now he's like, no, Felicity, you're the hypocrite.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's it. That was my commentary.
But that's largely been Oliver's relationship with all of his friends for 5 years now, has largely been, I'm doing this thing, don't do this thing that I do.
Right.
Yeah. Now I'm doing this thing again, but I said I wasn't gonna. I know how bad this is, so let me off the hook this one more time. Don't do that thing I just did.
Oh, Ollie. He just can't keep button his foot in his mouth.
But I do, I like that, we talk all the time about how all of these characters seem constitutionally incapable of making good decisions.
Uh-huh.
I'm on this train. I'm just like, all right, she's going to ruin her entire life. Let's hear this goes.
Yeah, I do like that they're sort of taking Felicity into this dark direction, because it really gives her something more to do outside of the Felicity relationship. And it makes sense. Like, it makes sense for her to take this dark turn after everything that's been going on.
And I am glad to see that she has, like you were saying, more to do than just sitting behind the computer at headquarters and being dispatched, essentially.
Yeah, because, I mean, we have Mr. Terrific now, who can do a lot of the same stuff as Sarah.
The T-spears that float around.
You know, but what I do want to say, though, in regards to that is... what did I want to say? I don't know. Darn it, Felicity. Desk, behind the desk, something more than being behind the desk, and I lost it. I was patiently waiting my turn, and then I was all, I'm going to say, oh, what you're saying, Lucretia, is very interesting. And then the thought went,
it'll come back.
It will come back, and I'll probably rudely interrupt you, one of you guys. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Just yell it out. It's like, I got the thing.
I mean, I like that I'm going to... Let's talk so you can interrupt me.
Yeah.
But I would like if she, like, everyone is feels like she's going down this dark path and that she is being pulled.
Uh-huh.
But I would love it if if they were able to flip it and have her be like the driving force and what takes Helix to the next level, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I remember.
Yes.
So what I was going to say is you had made reference to the fact that everything that Felicity's been through, this is her way of handling it. She has now motivation to go do something on the darker side because she's dealt with this grief, dealing with the loss of Billy. But I feel like the show didn't really develop their relationship enough to where it seemed like that tragic of a loss. Maybe they had been dating for a little while because we picked up this season with them already in a relationship. And I know when I started watching it, I thought, is this a weird version because of Flashpoint? Or right. is yeah. this... legit. And as we started watching the season, I went, oh, okay, sometime during the break, they started a relationship. But because we didn't have the depths of the relationship, it seems weird that that death would affect her so much. Right. It's a horrible death, don't get me wrong. And to know somebody that happened to, of course it's going to affect you, but it's different from if it became someone who was a deep relationship or a true love, then I could see her spinning down. Like if this was Oliver and we know the history they have and something happened to him, it would make sense.
Right.
Well, and I don't think it's just about Billy. I mean, we have what happened, to Rory and that weighing on her. And then there's the fact of, you know, she has the weight of the fact that Mr. Terrific has lost his fiance. She sort of feels the weight of the entire team, and especially with Dig, how he was framed. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's the combination of everything, because Felicity, much like Oliver, this is why they work so well together in some ways, is they feel guilty for everything around them.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. And to all of the examples you gave, I think, are different from Billy in as much as we have spent a lot of time with all of these characters developing them and their specific problems. So, like, for example, when Paul breaks up with Mr. Terrific, it hurts because we've been on that journey with him. Mm-hmm. We didn't spend a ton of time with Billy. Like, he was there, he was a presence, we got to know him enough to go, okay, like, he seems like an okay dude eventually, but
then I was like, is he a rebound?
But so, because I think we didn't spend enough time on that relationship, I totally get it intellectually mm-hmm. why this loss is weighing very heavily on her, but I don't feel that loss because I never felt, as an audience member, I had much of a relationship with this character.
Me too.
Yeah. Like, the emotional connection I have to it is what it means for Oliver more than what it meant for Facility. What it meant for this whole building.
Yes.
But what it meant for Felicity.
Sorry.
So, and that was its purpose, that, like, the whole setup, but it's like you guys were saying, like, there's no emotional tie in regards to her. Another thing that I was going to say, which I'm trying to remember...
Say it!
is I think that beyond just, like, her carrying the weight of all these things that she's done and all the things that, like, she hasn't done as, like, an hacktivist or whatever, I think it's also the lure of power. Like, this is the first time she being one of the only characters that doesn't have some kind of ability or doesn't go out in the field and beat people up on a regular basis. This is the closest thing to ultimate power that she has come across.
What
with
I
the exception
would have expected...
of the spine thing. No.
Yeah. I was about to say, she does have that cybernetic implant that enables her to walk. That's pretty comic booky, I guess.
Yeah, and Stormy Woods brought up a good point in the chat is, well, she was paralyzed, she lost Laurel, her deadbeat dad came back, and she broke up with Oliver all within a year. Billy's kind of the straw that broke the camel's back.
It's been
back.
A rough year for Felicity Smoke.
Yeah, and Jamie Nauman is correcting me. Curtis lost his husband, not his fiance. I was like, they were official.
That's right,
yeah,
he got like, served yeah, them true. Divorce papers.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, that was true.
Right.
Thank you for that correction.
Oh.
Felicity does know how to use a machine gun. What? Did I miss a scene?
Also, I know after tonight, I am no longer, I no longer have conviction that Pike is vigilante because I feel like vigilante wouldn't have gotten stabbed that easily.
No. Yeah, no. And you saw that one coming from a mile away just because of the fact that the dude was like that.
I was like, I'm not a police officer, but I've seen a television show before. Yes. I'm not approaching the dude in hiding
his
face.
I put my arm out like, hey.
Right, when I was just told, here's a lead on the serial killer that's been killing people in town. But it's fine. We had to move some pieces.
Okay, somebody brought up a good point. Jonathan Deming says, don't forget the nuke that she dropped on the city.
Yeah. Totally
that
nuke
did happen,
city.
Didn't it?
That was
escaped my memory.
Horrible. Yeah.
A little horrible. Just a little. Anywho, we talked about Susan. We talked about the fact that, well, we already knew that Prometheus was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. It's just now out in the open that he is who he is. I'm wondering what the whole Simon thing has to do with the price of eggs, because also his mother changed her identity as well. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I feel like is going to play into the future. Oh, we didn't talk about Susan. Susan was kidnapped, some strange building. I'm still not attached to Susan. I'm so sorry. This is mean of me, but I was like, eh, whatever. Oh, she's in the elevator. Cool.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was kind of the same way. It's like, I get why it mattered to Oliver, because he just now opened up to someone else who wasn't a part of the team. But it was just hard for us. Same thing with Billy. It was hard for us to get behind it.
I did have a moment of, bro, why are you walking under this elevator right now?
Yeah.
There is literally no possible way this is not a trap. He wouldn't just leave her there in an elevator.
Random thought, actually. I want to talk about the fight choreography, because I thought it was fantastic.
Yes. Yes.
However, does anybody else feel like, and it could be our AfterBuzz TVs, but every time I watch these shows, the fight scenes are so dark that I'm all, who's
it's
that?
The TVs.
Wait, who's that? Yeah, no, yeah. Wait, is it the black suit? Is it the green suit? It's a forest green suit. What is going on? That's
some
what
of
I feel
it,
like.
Some of it's the TVs, and some of it is the fact that when the lighting, they are very low lit sequences on TVs that aren't necessarily the brightest, and right. Their outfits are similar enough that, yeah, you can get confused. But I thought the fighting tonight, specifically the fight between the two of them,
fantastic,
and like the choreography on the show has been consistently great. Mm-hmm. But when they actually have the emotional core between these characters that are fighting, it takes it to this whole other level that doesn't, because it's great if the fisticuffs look super pretty.
Right.
But if you're not invested emotionally, then, like, that's great. But it's like I'm watching a dance. Mm-hmm. This felt brutal.
Oh, yeah. Like, even just comparing the Steven versus the, what are they called? The League of Assassins.
Yes.
The League of Assassins people versus him Vigilante.
Do you mean at the
Prometheus, at the
top of the episode?
Yeah, at the top of the episode.
Yeah, since we're jumping all the way back, I love when Oliver walks in, sees all the ninjas training. I hope this was a conscious choice on the part of Stephen Amell. Oliver looks bored. Like, he's just like, ugh, ninjas again. Ignore this. Come on. Yeah, hey, that's it.
But yeah, like, comparing those two fights, like, the one against Prometheus was so visceral.
Yes.
Like, even just, you see them crashing through walls, you feel the punches. It was, there was so much behind it that, like, it was on another level than all the other fights is. Yep.
I felt like one of the things that I thought about when I was watching this, and I understand that actors have stunt doubles as well. I also know that Stephen Amell does a lot of his own stuff also. And, you know, we see all these videos, like to show him in News and Gossip, when you see Stephen Amell training. And I just love his dedication so much to the character and his ability to become the character. And that even means physically putting himself through the strenuous training that he does just so he can do stuff like that. I just appreciate his commitment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and Jonathan Demme brings up a great point, and this is why that fight was so good. It was a fight based off emotion rather than strategy.
Yes, yeah. And then the other thing, too, is bear in mind, these two guys have very similar training. And I like that there were a couple of spots in the fight where they were trying to get blows in on each other, and they were very adept at blocking exactly where the other person's hit was going to come from, or stopping the other person from breaking out of a hold in a certain way, because they are fairly evenly matched, mm-hmm. and they have the same skills. I thought that was a very nice touch.
And this is the thing, and as someone who's his biggest fan, I will admit that I think that Prometheus in this fight scene is way better than any other scene that Malcolm and Oliver ever shared for these fights. Who was supposed to be sort of the older, more, you know, version of Oliver, very similar training and all that, which is like how Merlin is in the comics. But to me, the way that they've set up Prometheus is actually a way better parallel. And I think that this fight just only solidified that. So,
I would like to talk a little bit about our flashback, just because of the fact that, and we can talk about the actual storyline, but there were a few punches in there that I was going, ha, 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 ha.
Yes.
And one of those was the fact that when Oliver first came down with his outfit, and Anatoly was like, why are you dressed like that? He gave his whole explanation about his alter ego, and Anatoly just looked at him like, really? What? And wait, what? How did he say when he's like, when he asked him about his voice.
Why are you doing this with your voice?
Yeah, what is this thing you do with your voice?
I love Anatoly, and like that was like, that's just again speaking for the audience, because we always make fun of the Oliver voice. I mean, if you've ever watched our show Comic Book Exchange, I do the Green Arrow voice.
I don't know why, so this is irrelevant, but I just saw a good guy in our live chat, and he said hashtag, somebody is Damian Wayans.
Vigilante Damian Wayans. That would make a lot of people real happy.
Well, and speaking of bats, like, do you want to joke about the Batman reference, or do you want me to do it?
Mm. Specifically, which one?
Oh yeah, you don't have to dress like that.
Wait.
What?
He's like, you don't have to create a, what did he specifically say about, what, like a bat or something. You could just be yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to say about this?
I don't know. I was like, I looked at each other.
I'm for it.
Yes.
Give your commentary. This is what we pay you for.
I endorse.
We're normally on the same page.
Bat references.
I don't know.
But yeah. Arrow is Batman.
He says, why do you look like Robin Hood?
Yeah.
That was the one. Oh, did anybody else feel like, again, irrelevant to story, and this is just me, the makeup artist inside, looking at Anatoly, I went, your black eye was bigger this episode than it was last episode. Not like a fraction of a millimeter, like it was a little bit bigger.
He's been like playing with it.
It's inconsistently changed in size throughout the last few episodes. I went, that's interesting.
Blood disperses the longer you have a black eye.
Oh, is that what happens?
Yeah.
It just gets bigger?
Because it's a bruise, essentially. And
I
so, like,
really enjoyed, if we're going to talk about Anatoly and the flashbacks for a second, I really enjoyed that there didn't seem to be a particular necessity to set this big shootout fight sequence at a hockey rink.
During practice?
Yeah. But, like, that was great.
It was the greatest thing in the world
to me. I'm
so
glad they did that.
Because I love hockey. Like, after comic books, that's, like, my favorite thing in the entire world. So for them to do a hockey rink when it's freaking shot in Canada, finally, and everyone on this show, including the American guys, love hockey, I was like, yay!
I would have loved it if they just kept playing. Yeah. Like, just guns going down.
Well, knowing hockey players, they probably should have. Because, like, the Russians usually are much more stronger than the Canadians. But Rich Peverly of the Dallas Stars died on the bench. And when he woke back up, he was like, hey, how many minutes left in the period? He would have just kept playing.
Dark.
True story.
Dun, 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 dun.
I just think it's funny that somewhere in this hashtag when I said, is it just me, or, and then Jonathan Deming, if I remember how to say your last name correctly, and if I didn't, I'm sorry. He said, yeah, it looks a lot worse, and then I think Dancer Fruit, I don't remember.
Dancer Fruit.
Two Fruit Dance, I'm sorry.
Dancer Fruit 2.
There you go. They're like, no, it's just you. Okay.
All right.
Cool.
So we have a wide consensus.
Yeah. All right. That's, like I said, irrelevant to the storyline, just something I noticed and went, oh, okay, well.
We'll do a Twitter poll. We'll see.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Anywho, that's all. What have I missed? Flashback, most show Oliver killing Chase's father back then. What?
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Cool. Right.
Yep.
I don't know. We keep jumping into your guys' conversation, but either way, thank you for conversing. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. I like that Oliver doesn't have to make good on his promise, or not even promise, his threat to hunt down the Green Arrow.
I'm glad you brought that up. Sorry, go ahead.
No. That was it. That was my whole statement.
But no, I thought, what are you doing? Because they did this whole PR. They're telling jokes. Inside jokes.
We have a whole so separate written after show happening over here. It's nonsense.
Yeah. It's literally
ludicrous. Let's just talk about what am I talking about?
You were talking about how Oliver was like, oh, the Green Arrow better turn himself in.
Press.
And he's like, bro.
The PR situation.
Yeah.
When when Adrian is standing right there and he says, that, you know, we have to find the Green Arrow, basically, and that he agrees after Chase makes his whole statement. Not Chase. Adrian, same guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Makes this whole statement about how the Green Arrow killed his wife. Oh, and P.S., how he's all, I'm in mourning, if you guys didn't know. Shut up. Anyhow, but the fact that Oliver gets up in front of all these people, I'm wondering, what exactly is your play? Because he says, if we don't catch him, if he doesn't come forward in 24 hours, I will tell the forces, shoot to kill, or whatever he says. Shoot on sight. That's what it is.
Right.
Well, what exactly are you doing? Are you going to go play Prometheus game and dress him up as the Green Arrow and shoot him? Or what's going on?
It's tough. Like, it's tough because I can't say that I know for a fact.
Someone
what
else
I would...
did that too!
What?
Yeah. Cool what? Guy. What? Something guy. Sorry, I knew a guy that used to call a cool guy. I don't know if I just caught the guy part, but he said good the guy. Same thing I just said. Oh,
what
good guy.
About what?
Good guy. What if they dress him up like Arrow?
Oh.
Sorry.
That was
just excited.
That'd be funny. I can't say that I know for sure what I would do if I was the mayor of a small metropolis by day and a masked archery vigilante yes. by night. I don't know necessarily how I'd navigate the situation personally, but this to me seems like a bad
move.
Plan. Yes. This seems like it can only go one way, which is real poor.
Right. I feel like at that point, you just be like, you double down on being a bad mayor. You're like, yep, we can't do anything.
Got away again. Yeah.
And this is where we have Adam West come in and challenge him in the mayoral race. I think that needs to happen. I just thought of that.
Or you just say that you recently found out the Green Arrow and the like throwing star person are the same guy.
What? Why have we not gotten a better name for him? That is so long.
Yeah, the throwing star killer is like, dude, you know what? We need some shorter names.
And it doesn't sound dangerous at all. He throws stars.
Yeah.
He does throw them very well.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm wondering why the Prometheus name hasn't... But it's like, that's not public, right? The media has the Throwing Star Killer name, and nobody but this little circle of people call him Prometheus. So yeah. I feel like once the brand is in place, they're going to be like, what is Prometheus? It's like when Snoop Dogg was Snoop Lion for a second, nobody
was
liked
it. Was he really?
For like 1 second.
Yeah.
I liked it, because it seemed like we were related.
Wow.
Nice. There was that, so Lucretia liked it, but nobody else did it, so he changed it back, because there's a brand. It's like, you can't...
Yeah, you can't just change your name. Or you can't just make a symbol and let your prince.
Snoop yeah.
You do. You basically have to be Prince.
Yeah. R. Clinza 1D in the chat says, panel, give us your obscure vigilante guesses like we've been doing.
Oh, someone just said Prometheus is now Bob.
I get
that's
it.
Funny.
That's a Kablam reference.
Nice. I respect it.
Good pull.
Yes.
So wait, now I lost
Prometheus, or vigilante guesses is what you say.
Ready? I'm gonna walk back what I said before. Pike is totally vigilante, and this was all part of his plan. He's like, I'm just gonna go into a little stab coma, and no one's gonna be any the wiser. I'm gonna throw everyone off my scent. He's gonna wake up in like a month or two and go back to being vigilante.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be season. Can that work?
Maybe. I don't think we've seen them together.
Yeah, there's someone in the chat. Like, let's see, where was that? Because there was a pretty good... Yeah, East Blue Drew. Vigilante is probably Roy or somebody we haven't seen during Flashpoint, so...
You could basically... If it was Roy, you could basically do Under the Red Hood, but as a Green Arrow story.
Right. Yeah, and they kind of love doing Batman stories. I mean, today's episode was Dark Knight Rises.
And it was great. I'm not even mad.
And I love
I just want them to keep doing Batman stories.
And they just keep nodding to Batman. And it's like they're aware.
Yeah.
Brian Angelo says, Vigilante is Paul!
That would make Paul the biggest hypocrite on the show.
Yeah.
Truly.
But that would be a great twist.
That's a high bar, too.
Now that we have Talia in active play... I would love it if she ended up being, I guess there's the point where Prometheus throws him off a roof. So but I don't think that they would.
Talia doesn't strike me as the type of person to try to be super secretive. She is who she is.
But if it was part of the bit that they were doing, like Talia, because essentially Vigilante's role in this season was to be like, I'm a more violent Oliver. So it kind of goes back to a prediction I made a couple weeks ago that Prometheus and Vigilante were the same person, because it was Prometheus doing a bit being like, ha ha, Oliver, you're the worst. So now I think that bit is still happening, but it's Talia.
Yeah, well, speaking of bits, Ivan Soto says, haha, Sidney Palmer is Vigilante, and yes, I want that.
All right,
I want
Sidney
Palmer to return.
Somebody else said that Lex is Vigilante, and we get that at least once every after show.
Prometheus,
I don't know why.
Vigilante, Lex is Savitar. Like
Lex is just a badass, that's all.
Just admit it. You're a human target.
I go by many names.
All right, so let's see. Is there anything that I left out? Because I don't know if I've covered everything. If not, you can let me know. Billie Jean Girl, who's now officially Billie Jean Girl 18 and lost her boobies, is texting me up and down. Or
texting. Blowing up your phone.
Blowing up my Twitter phone. She says Felicity is really stupid if she thinks those hackers aren't going to turn on her. They will. Yes, they will. She loves sending us all these fun gifts. GIFs? GIFs. What did we decide it was? It's a GIF. Anywho, I can't see your GIFs right now, but I'll look when I get home. And you can send us GIFs, too. All you have to do is tweet at us. At Boys and Beauty 01. That was a nice plug, wasn't it? Good segue. Okay, let's talk about the show now, shall we? What have I missed? Because I do have news and gossip that I want to share, but at the same time, I want to make sure I didn't leave anything out. Mm. Hey, panel, did you guys think Renee was going to punch Chase in the face when he confronted them in public? I totally thought he was going to deck him one. Hashtag chained dog.
Ooh. Oh. He can't, though, because that's going to look real bad. Yeah. He'd be escorted from the building and legitimately arrested because they can't. Right then, they're not going to be able to prove effectively to the authorities that Adrian Chase is this throwing star killer, but he'll be able to prove that this dude just punched out the district attorney.
Yeah, I like Renee, so I was glad that he kept his cool, even though I knew he was twitching.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
He wanted to punch that guy.
Really quick, East Blue Drew says, Arrow is the best show this season for me. Okay, sorry, I was almost taking that as a compliment to us. I was like, we're the best show! Oh, he just means...
We are the best show!
Anyhow, and then I think Casket, I think that's your name, has said a few things, so I just want to say hi, I acknowledge, I saw your thing scrolling
it
up.
It is, Casket 1, and that is a castle room.
Boobies, Ali Kona, and something, there's a window blocking what you're saying, but I don't know. Okay. Anyways.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Sorry. Okay, anyway, did I miss anything? Susan's reaction with the Chase confrontation, Dancer Fruit 2 says. What? I don't know.
What? What was the question?
Something about her reaction. I don't know. Man, sorry.
Let's just do some news and gossip.
Hold on. Let's do some shout-outs. Silva Ram says hi. Carter Walker, Dancer Fruit 2, Woodblock 707. Wait, what? Tapper's daughter? Who is that? Did I miss a reference? Someone's talking smack about me in the chat room. Alex Zaffy, Echo Slade, we are the best panel to watch. Thank you.
Even though it's 2 a.m.
Hot Tori. Tari. Jonathan. Elijah, Priscilla. Okay, cast me. Okay, and you guys are talking so fast, and anybody who's not part of the live chat that's watching on Facebook later on, the YouTubes. Yes, they're probably wondering what we're talking about. Anywho,
Mystic Lightning says, "Hey, hey,
hey,
hey, hey Mystic Lightning, hey.
Hip Hop Hooray,
Oh.
Okay, fine. Let's get to some music.
Sorry,
everyone wants me to be quiet. Hi, Kamal. Okay, Peter Watson. Sorry, just JJ. Hey, okay. There goes. Sorry, our screen just disappeared because I need to talk about some news and gossip. So I'm going to do that right now. I have a fun video for you, and I have pictures. So whatever comes up first is what we're going to talk about. And it looks like the pictures are coming up first. So let me pull up my information. So today we are talking a lot about Mr. Paul Blackthorne because he's just so amazingly awesomeness. He has been teaming up with Save the Rhino Foundation, and this is to support the campaign in Vietnam to save rhinos because it is going extinct, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they're killed for their horns and such. So over 1,000 t-shirts were sold. You can see all the Arrow people wearing their Save the Rhino campaign shirt.
I love how John Barman is touching his nipples.
Of course he is. Of course he is.
Keeping it on brand.
Oopsie. Yep. Let's see. Who else? So this year, which this could have been from last year, so I apologize. Hashtag, it's still going on though. Hashtag Save the Rhino Vietnam team are visiting classrooms and colleges to educate many more young people. Just 100... Well, we don't have pounds, but what are you guys doing?
Giggling about Curtis's balls working good now. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're talking about saving rhinos.
Yes, the rhinos.
Damn. Yeah, that's really bad.
This is serious stuff. We're saving rhinos.
Okay, so wait.
Anyhow, so Save the Rhino, international celebrity, rhino ambassador, actor Paul Blackthorne touched down in Hanoi for a 2-week trip, garnering huge media attention. Paul Valentine put the rhino horn trade firmly in the public agenda. Anyhow, so he's been doing that, and he's gotten a lot of celebrity friends involved, and of course he's raising awareness, which I thought was really cool.
That's cool, yeah.
And some of these pictures, if you can see, they're just different versions of the shirt, because they're still selling that I know of, so you can hop onto his Facebook. There'll be links. I don't know where the pictures are. Maybe you guys can see them. Maybe you can't. I'm not really sure. On my screen, I can see them. Okay, cool. Now, there's some funny pictures, and I don't know if you saw those, but these... So, Paul Blackthorne is also a photographer, for those of you who do know. He's got a fantastic website. You gotta look for it. Amazing pictures, but these are just fun cast pictures from behind the scenes. He's getting a fantastic massage from David Ramsey. I'm just a little jealous.
That's funny. I know, I would like one of those too,
buddy. Let's get to the next one. And he's wearing Stephen Amell's wig. How awesome is that right now?
Flashback hair.
Yeah.
That's...
I love that wig, by the way.
Yeah.
It's real good.
It actually fits him very well, too.
What is his face he's making?
I don't know.
That's the arrow face.
That is
flashback face.
Okay. Well, next picture.
I've been through hell.
And this is a picture of Paul Blackthorne just getting his makeup touched up. But I just think it's funny because look how tall he is compared to...
The makeup lady.
Yeah! Anyway,
his glutes are going to be so.
That's why they're buns of steel.
Yeah.
Oh, and this one's my favorite. He's clearly getting a pedicure, but his face. And that is really, truly, if you've never gotten a pedicure and they're a good massage artist, that is what you feel like on the inside. His face explains it all. Okay, anyways. Oh, and I just thought that was funny. It's Stephen Amell holding a dolphin with, forgetting names. Help me out.
Barrowman?
Is that Barrowman?
Thank you. Anyways, he's a sailor. Oh, and that's another one where look at how tall Echo Kellum is.
Yeah, Echo's a tall guy.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, she's like short. 6'4". Charlotte is very, very short. She's actually been in our studio before. She's the cutest thing in person.
So is Echo.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the cutest thing in person. I'll let him know. Okay, next picture.
Yes, and
tall. That could be it. I could be totally done. Okay, so this next one is a video, and you can find it on Stephen Amell's Instagram, which we may be watching it from Cineblend, or we might be watching it from his Instagram. I am not quite sure. What? Okay, so then I sent a link, but let's go to Stephen Amell's Instagram then. Let's have a little fun. It is a workout that he did last week, and it is with Emily Bett Ricard. Yes.
Don't mind about
it. Anyhow, some of the things that he does in the gym are so bananas, but this one was so fun that I thought, I really have to try this. And while they're looking it up, we'll do some predictions, but I definitely want you guys to see this video because it's quite awesomeness.
And now, you're after Buzz.
I'm going to let you guys go first because I'm going to see if I can re-email it just in case.
Someone will have to clean up the Arrow Cave.
It's going to be them T-spheres.
They're just going to have the T-spheres float around cleaning everything up. We're like beaming it to another dimension.
Yeah,
like
that'd be sweet.
The T-spheres have vibe technology now and they just vibe open portals and all their stuff's gone.
Yeah.
And they just cart in new stuff.
I would love it if like we get an episode of Supergirl.
Yeah.
And just stuff starts falling through.
What is happening? And like the whole episode's about where all of this falling furniture and like broken TVs are coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I like that prediction. Yeah. It's a very good one.
Any other predictions?
I think that I'm double downing on my Vigilante as Talia prediction.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yep. I think it's going to be a bottle episode next week.
Some people keep saying it's Roy. I don't think it's Roy, but that would be an amazing twist and a very what just happened and a good way to bring him back. But we did see our little sneak peeky is him getting tortured by Talia and by Adrian Chase. I would love some predictions on how we think he's going to get taken down, because he will get taken down. It is Arrow. Something is bound to conclude at some point.
It makes me sad, though, because I think he's so cool, but I liked Malcolm,
you just think
too.
He's hot stuff.
Guys.
However, I mean, think about this, though. We killed Damian Dark at the end of season 4, and he's still a regular presence on these programs. So even if we kill Adrian Chase, there's no reason why like Legends of Tomorrow can't be like, whoops, time aberration, here's Prometheus again.
Yeah, and he's just part of the Legion of Doom where all the cool people hang out.
But you know what we haven't had, and one of our viewers were kind enough to point this out, we've had spurts with female villains, but we haven't actually had a long-running, huge arc female villain.
Yeah, I think that they really dropped the ball with Huntress, and that's something that I'd like to see, even if it's not the same actress, sort of do that character again, because she is such a cool character, and it mm-hmm. can sort of, you know, she's part of the Birds of Prey, so she could be sort of like a frenemy, and I'd like to see that with now that we have another Black Canary. So, yeah, because I actually was kind of hoping maybe Helena was Vigilante, because I want Vigilante to be a girl now.
Yeah.
Hmm. And it'll be interesting to see how involved Talia is from now until the end of the season. She could easily step into a role where she and Adrian Chase, Prometheus, are equal as far as their role as antagonist.
Yeah.
I would love... Okay.
No, what would you love, Riley Comer? Tell me.
Bring back Nyssa. I want to see Nyssa and Talia together. I want to see their dynamic, and if they're for or against each other, it'd be slightly cool if they were against each other, just because.
Why'd you break up Dad's Murderers Club? Boo!
Okay, there you go.
On the topic of keeping him alive or him dying, I would love it if they found a way to imprison him, and he kept recurring like a Hannibal Lecter-y type character where, like, yeah. Oliver goes and visits him, and like, because in a way the person who understands Oliver the most is Prometheus, and so he now has someone, once Prometheus is imprisoned, that he can kind of connect with on some level.
Who are they keeping on the island right now?
Slade.
Is Slade still there?
Yeah.
He's somewhere. Slade,
we're not,
somewhere
I guess we're not allowed to talk about him anymore on the show.
Yeah.
But, all right, so we probably shouldn't keep the two of them on the same island. But we'll find another island.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, he's just a dude.
And, two, like, that's sort of how Barry is with the Reverse Flash, you know, until he joined the Legion of Doom.
Yeah, now the Reverse Flash is, like, hanging out with Ray Palmer going to the moon and stuff.
I know,
yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Well, guys, it looks like our video's pulled up, so I just want to take a moment to show
you. Let's go one for one. Just do five each. Get a feel for it.
And I like that they're working out together. Strengthen the bond between actors, right?
Yeah.
So you have never done what Stephen Amell is about to do. His feet are hanging, right? That is actually really hard. Minus the fact that he's got a female on top of him. Just in general.
And he's pushing up. Yeah, that's...
And then she pushes up. Like, seriously, that is really hard.
That'd be challenging.
Yeah.
I saw Milo Ventimiglia do push-ups with Justin Hartley on him. He kind of wins in this round.
Dude, and even for Emily to keep herself stable with the yoga ball underneath her, it's not
some
easy.
Core strength.
Yeah. I keep imagining her, like, falling face first into his butt.
No.
I'm really hoping we get this scene in the finale.
Yeah. That would be awesome if they worked it in.
This is how they defeat Prometheus. Really cool. Is by doing push-ups on each other really fast. Or, like, they have to escape. It's like the mining cart scene in Temple of Doom, but instead of the lever, they have to use their bodies by doing push-ups.
This guy.
Oh, my God, please, CW, make it. It'd be amazing.
They're like, guys, we gotta reshoot that last episode.
That finale script we all left, throwing it out.
I'm just gonna push it out.
Okay,
someone's like, cut it out. We're just getting cute to go home.
All right, let's do it.
So what we're going to do is we're going to look at that camera because I like you to see all of us as we say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining us. For all of you who are able to stay up late with us, thank you. We love seeing you guys in the chat room. And if you can't, that's all good. We love when you leave comments with us on YouTube, as we call it, Facebook. And be sure to follow all of us on Twitter, Instagram, and all those social media shindigs. I'm Allie Kona Bradford at BoysAndBeauty01 on Twitter, or find me on Instagram at Boys_and_beauty_ Allie Kona.
My turn. Great.
Yes.
I am Lex Michael. All of our social media at the Lex Michael. Tari.
I'm Tari Miller. You can find me at Tari James, TARIJAY. You can also find me on ABC, DBC, Slay, Supergirl,
FRL. Oh, yeah, special guest Lucretia. Sorry, we didn't even acknowledge that Katie is in here.
I know. And sorry, I'm Katie. Lying, guys. You can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
So, yes, thank you again so much. We hope to see you next week. Skinnamarinky dinky dink, skinnamarinky doo. We love you. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Air noises! Air noises!
Herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.